And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. How much would you pay to keep someone from moving into your neighborhood? $500? $2,000? How about $7.9 million? Well, that's what town leaders are paying to buy the American Legion on Legion Road to stop 400 new homes on the site. Of course, no one's admitting we're buying the land to keep people out of Chapel Hill. That would make us sound like jerks. And we're not jerks. We're open-minded, inclusive people in Chapel Hill. No, we're buying the land to create a park. Supporters claim they've wanted a new park there for years. Problem is, there's no evidence anyone actually petitioned the town to buy the land for a park until after the American Legion announced they were selling it for apartments a year ago. Now, don't get me wrong. I personally love the idea of a park on the back half of the American Legion site. The new park could become a real community gathering space for our side of town. It could connect our disconnected subdivisions and could even help more kids walk to school in our area. But don't kid yourself into believing that blocking new homes for new neighbors isn't a reason town leaders are buying this land. The same people who suddenly became longtime American Legion Park supporters a year ago are the same people who opposed new apartments in the Ephesus Fordham District, opposed new apartments on Franklin Street, opposed off-campus student apartments, opposed new homes in Obie Creek, and in some cases are also the same longtime homeowners who donated big money to the PAC that put several current town leaders in office. So, it's no surprise those Chapel Hill town leaders have done little this year to address our severe shortage of market-rate housing. Unfortunately, the fact that Chapel Hill's housing is too old and too expensive is driving out all kinds of people, especially the young professionals those 400 new homes planned to serve. It saddens me that town leaders don't see the value of encouraging a wide variety of new people to make Chapel Hill their home. They'd rather spend $7.9 million to keep 400 people out of Chapel Hill. That's $19,750 per person, by the way. Well, now that we've bought it, I certainly hope American Legion Park becomes the amazing community gathering space the east side of Chapel Hill really does deserve. I just hope it won't be only wealthy longtime homeowners who actually get to enjoy it. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.